tonight, Brother Jerry Norris, Pleasant Grove Church of Christ there in Dallas, Texas. He's going to come to us in his own way. The theme this month is The Bible is Right About Salvation. Tell us why the Bible is right about salvation.
Thank you, Brother Brooks, for that great introduction. So good to be back again. Thank you for the invitation to come and speak. I certainly want to say to our listening audience tonight, we trust and hope that what we say will be beneficial to you spiritually. I want you to consider one thing, that most of you, many of you have been calling in every night that we have this call-in conference for a solid year. This seventh day of May puts this great broadcast on for a solid year, and we trust, dear God, that he will give us many more days and time for us to be upon here and to preach the word of God. Now, I want to thank Brother Brooks, the great man who had the vision of putting this phone conference on, along with Brother Flunder and those who worked with these great men of God, who all year long we have been encouraged and been preaching the word of God, been getting messages out that are pertinent to our salvation, to our soul. Tonight I will be addressing the subject, The Bible is Right About Salvation. And so I do believe that if we will take note of what we're saying tonight, we will understand what we must do in order to be saved. Salvation is if you want an explanation of it, it is dealing with our salvation. We're being saved. How are we saved? So tonight we intend to explore that just for a few minutes and get you where you need to be. I hope to get you out of here no later than 2 o'clock in the morning. No, I'm only teasing. We'll be quicker than that. But I want to thank for the opportunity again that I can come on and say something concerning our salvation. Salvation, I want to look at the what and the way of it. Now, what we will be exploring tonight, if you want to get your pen and paper, we want to look at what we are saved from, what we are saved to, and who we are saved by. If we can get these answers out, I'm pretty sure we can get close to what you need to do to make sure that your salvation is intact. Church tonight, any way you look at it, it's all of mankind's need. Salvation is what man needs. And if you agree with me, I aim to show you how and why we need it. Believe it or not, listeners, there is an easy answer to this salvation issue tonight. We find, first of all, that when it comes to salvation, there is a pattern for it found in God's word, the Bible. Paul says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, meaning keep on believing in the word of God. You tonight must be able to understand why salvation is necessary and where it is located and how to get it. Look again at what Paul is saying in Romans 1:16. He's speaking about the gospel and that Jesus saved. The gospel is God's power to save, and that power is unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Well, what is it for? Well, it's for sin. Let me acquaint us with something here. You remember the Genesis account, Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 through 17, when sin entered into the world. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now God sets the term in the beginning. And then we find what it is that separates man from God. Isaiah declared 59:1-2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. But here is the problem when we sin. He says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he, God, will not hear. Now, let's be honest tonight, folks. We have a lot of folk don't even serve God. But when they are in trouble, they want to pray. That's fine. But just know because you refuse to obey God's command, you will not be heard. Jesus is saying, I stretched out my hand to you, but you refused. See, all have sinned, Paul says in Romans 3:23, and come short of the glory of God. You remember John says in 1 John 1:8-10, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, verse 9, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We all are deserving of death, whether you know it or not. Look at what Paul penned in Romans 6:23. He says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then James comes right around in James 1:15, and he declared that when sin finished with you, it brings forth death. Now, we ought to be nervous about that. You can dabble around in sin for a long, long time, but I want you to know tonight that when sin finishes with you, there is one destination. If you haven't gone to the Lord, there's one destination that we all got to meet, Hebrews 9:27. That's death. And another thing, while I'm here, I don't care how important you think you are, or how much prestige you have. You can't buy your way out of sin. Now, listeners, just know that we cannot find redemption through our riches either. David said in Psalm 49:6-7, they that trust in his riches and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. We cannot find redemption through the blood of animal sacrifices. Hebrews 10:4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. And another thing, we cannot work our way into heaven either. Paul said in Ephesians 2:9, not of works, church, lest any man should brag about it. You cannot find redemption of our own devising interventions neither. I don't care how many trips we send men to the moon, you know they're doing it now. Every time you turn around, somebody's inventing a rocket ship to send it up in space. But I don't know what they're looking for, but I guess they're just exploring. But I want you to tell you, now I don't care how many trips they make, that will not get you where God is. Jeremiah declared a long time ago in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. It took the gift of God's Son to come down to redeem man with his own blood sacrifices. So redemption is in Christ, period. Nobody else is in Christ. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's where redemption is, where redemption is tonight. As Titus puts in 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now, if not by animal sacrifices, as I told you earlier, but his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The propitiation for the redeemed is what it was. In 1 Peter 1:18, Peter says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but here it is, folks, here it is, how we got it, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. This was the price of the redeemed. This is what had to be paid. And somebody had to pay it. And God sent his Son to pay that price for all of us. Now, let me look at where is salvation found then. And I want to make it clear tonight. Salvation is only in the name of Christ, by the authority of Christ. You need to know tonight that there is no power anywhere for man to be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12, Peter says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But listen and look again to what Jesus declared in Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spake, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus has all power and all authority from the Father. When Jesus was out on the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew 17:5, that voice that spoke to Peter and those that were with him, after Peter got all excited and wanted to build three tabernacles, the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear him. Talking about Jesus. Now listen tonight, because this may be the last time, and you want to get it right. This may be your last night. We've gone a year declaring the gospel over the airways by cell phone and land phones, and I know that you've been tuned in, and some things have gone in one ear and right out the other one. Some of us still need to call in and make reservation with Tommy to get baptized or to renounce our sin problem. Whatever it is, this broadcast is to help you find a way to get out of your sin. Jesus declared in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, not through man's doctrine, even though it may sound good to you. Truth is far better. It has always been better for a man to tell the truth regardless of the consequences. So when one is saved, one is in Christ. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. So in Christ makes us one body only, and the one body is in Christ. Paul again in Romans 12:1 said, We being many, one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. We are new creatures in Christ. Paul even explained this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, know this, folks, tonight. All of our preaching all through the year was not trying to keep you religious. If you think that that's what it was for, you are rudely mistaken. Get you back in step with your church. No, because we're not preaching any church will do. We're trying to point you to Christ Jesus, the one that shedded the blood. These preachers have been preaching messages of reconciliation, and that is with God. Paul says that reconciliation with God is only in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:19-20, Paul says God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Paul says for us to be ye reconciled to God. In other words, what we've been declaring is that we want men to come back to God. Leave all those foreign doctrines alone. Leave all those sanctimonious messages that sound good, but that's all they do, sound. They will not save. Sounding saved and being saved is two different things. And so what I want you to do is to investigate your salvation tonight. Look at the place of salvation. Salvation is only in the name of Christ, by the authority of Christ. As a matter of fact, you remember Peter declared in Acts 4:12, neither there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If we still contend with what Jesus declared back again, as we said earlier, Matthew 28:18, saying, all power is given unto me. Where? In heaven and in earth. What did he give him? All power. So Jesus has the power the authority, and he knows exactly what he wants men to hear. And if you're wondering which way should I choose, Jesus again in John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, how did some of the men that are preaching different doctrine, claiming they were sent from God, and get their message out? I've even heard men say, even our president, God sent them. Come on, man. I mean, read your Bible. When you are saved according to the message of Christ, the word of God, then they are in Christ. And Paul said, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Redemption is in Christ. Yeah, it's not in mama and daddy. It's not in the man that's in the grocery store. It's not in the police force, not in the government, not in the White House. Redemption is in Christ. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And then even the love of God is found in Christ. In Romans 8:39, Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. If you're looking for it, that's where it's at. We are justified freely by Christ, God's Son, his grace through the redemption that's found in him. And so then we are sanctified, which means we are set apart. We are sanctified. We are different from the world. That's why you sort of have a different spirit, a different way you act and talk. Somebody said, an old song we used to sing, a different way we walk. But when we are sanctified in Christ, set apart, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, we always triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, we become new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, our Christian liberty is in Christ. In Galatians 2:4, God's power is in Christ. Ephesians 1:19 through 20, God's eternal purpose is made known in Christ. Ephesians 3 and 11, we rejoice in Christ. Philippians 3:3, grace is in Christ. 2 Timothy 2:1, all spiritual blessings are in Christ. And finally tonight, church, our salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10. And Paul says, God has put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 through 23. Let me look at another salvation matter. Salvation is only in Christ. Well, how do we get it? How do we get salvation? Do we jump up and down in the middle of the congregational floor and clap our hands and shout and say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, how do we get it? I know that you've been paying, listening attentively to this message, but just hearing is not all you need to do. See, you have to hear in order to believe. And Paul says this in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So your hearing must be with a view toward obedience. Matthew 7:24-27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And when the rains descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. We sing a song, we talk about Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And he goes on to say, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So just hearing the gospel does not put us into Christ. Now, you need to know tonight that believing is very important. It is the foundation upon which salvation is laid. And listen to what John says, a very elementary verse that we learned in Sunday school a long time ago. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And you also need to know tonight that belief in Christ is mandatory. If we want to be saved, Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith, it's impossible to please him. But still, belief does not put one into Christ alone. And Paul says in Romans 10:10, for without the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, the power of God, Paul expressed this very powerfully. The power of God is unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, there are some folk that believe and yet still are lost. James says in 2:19 that the demons believe and tremble. And there were some Pharisees who believed but would not repent and confess Jesus in John 12:42. They did not want to be thrown out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Yeah, church, we have a man problem truly in this world, to where we honor men and praise men more than we worship and praise God. So believing alone is not enough. We must change our ways and repent. Well, preacher, does repentance get us there? Almost get us there. Repentance is mandatory for salvation. You remember Jesus said in Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. God even commanded all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. At that time of ignorance, God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. But repentance alone does not bring one into Christ. Confession is needed to be saved. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32-33, everyone therefore who shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Confession is unto salvation. Yeah, confession, see, you were almost there. It's unto salvation. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, what's left? What's left, preacher? Why you're getting all excited? Well, baptism, and that's why I'm getting excited. Because here is the ingredient. Here is the last one that I'll give you that you must believe in. It must undertake. The baptism, does that get you in? Yes. Yes, after you've been obedient to the rest of the things that we've said, we are baptized into the one body. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. Paul said, for as the body is one and has many members, and all members of that one body being members are one body, so also is Christ. For by one spirit are we all baptized into the one body. Salvation issues tonight. Are you wanting to be saved? Then obey the gospel of Christ. Stop arguing with the Bible and stop listening to men because they say things that they can't prove, but it sounds good. Why don't you take an opportunity and a chance to study for yourself and see what the Bible declares? We would not be telling you over the airways to investigate the Bible if we didn't believe in it. We believe in what the Bible says. We believe in Jesus. We believe what Jesus says. We teach what Jesus taught. We believe that salvation is only found in Christ, and he's the only one that could get you there. If you're here tonight, you know that you've been living a guilty distance from God. You've been standing outside knocking, but nobody has answered. You don't know the way in. We've shown you the way tonight, how you can get in and get that salvation on your mind, all worked out. You can be saved tonight. You can be sanctified, which is set apart tonight. You can be a child of God tonight. You can obey the gospel tonight. You ought to start dialing in. That phone line should be lit up tonight. Not just you, but somebody maybe you know. This is the year that we have this opportunity. Been on the line for a year trying to get men to hear God's message and to do something about their soul salvation. Will you do that tonight? I have enjoyed expressing to you about salvation, and I trust that if you have any questions about it, you can call me. Tommy know how to get in touch with me, and we can sit down and have dialogue. God bless you tonight, and I turn you back over into the hand of our great preacher, Brother Tommy Brooks.